It's Sound Effect on KPLU. I'm Gabriel Spitzer. Today, we're telling tales of the unseen. So there are illnesses that you can see, and then there are ones that are invisible, where the person looks completely healthy on the outside. There's a family of conditions like that where the person gets horrible cramps and has to go to the bathroom like a dozen times a day. Trying to explain all those trips to the toilet can be pretty awkward, especially for a kid, or worse yet, for an adolescent when everything's awkward. But that is what it's like for a lot of kids struggling with Crohn's and colitis. More than a million people are thought to have those conditions in the U.S., and about 10% of them are children. So as you can imagine, most of those kids try and keep their illness invisible. But there is a place where for a week out of the year, everything's out in the open and no explanations are necessary. KPLU's Jennifer Wing has the story.
Camp Coleman is a YMCA camp on Washington's Key Peninsula. It's the southern end of Puget Sound. It's surrounded by water. Wooded hills make up the terrain. It's noon, and the cafeteria is crowded with kids ages 6 to 17 wearing t-shirts and shorts. Announcements are made. There's a dance coming up, the Dork Dance. Kids write down the songs they want to hear on a big sheet of paper taped to a window.
Over here on the window, we have the sign up for the Dork Dance, songs that you would like to hear. Let's keep that to two per cabin, please, or two or three per cabin. And don't forget your lunch meds. Go!
Lunch meds, a 24-hour medical team, extra portable bathrooms dotted around the property. These are the small reminders that this is not an ordinary overnight camp. For 1 week out of the year, Camp Coleman turns into Camp Oasis. Kathleen Newbolt, the regional education and support manager for the Northwest Crohn's and Colitis chapter, says this is where kids from Idaho, Alaska, Wyoming, Washington, and Oregon can let their illnesses that they try to keep invisible most of the year just not be an issue.
There's not a direct, we're all going to sit around the campfire and talk about our colons. It's not that kind of thing.
But some colon talk does happen. Six of the campers have a type of ostomy. Waste from the intestine empties out at the stomach into a bag. One night, these campers gathered in the common room to meet other kids who have the daily responsibility of managing this medical gear. It was a little slow to start.
They weren't sure what to say, and somebody said, "What kind of ostomy do you have?" And they said, "Oh, I have an ileostomy, and oh, I have a colostomy, and oh, what kind of supplies do you keep on hand, and what sorts of wafers and attachments do you use?" And it was great. They stayed in here for an hour, and somebody asked if they could do it again.
Fiona has been coming to Camp Oasis every summer since she was six. She has Crohn's. She's dealing with a recent flare-up and isn't able to eat any solid food right now. She's getting all of her nutrition from a liquid supplement that goes into her body, from a tube that goes directly into her stomach.
I've had around like 5 to 6 surgeries already. It can be hard at first, but I think once you overcome the pain, it helps.
The surgeries removed feet of intestine that became scarred from too much inflammation. Many of the kids at Camp Oasis have had these sorts of operations. Fiona is 16, but could easily pass for a healthy 12-year-old. Kathleen Newbold says this is completely normal.
But a lot of kids, they're not absorbing nutrients as much as other kids do, and so it's something that we warn the counselors about is, don't guess a kid's age because you're going to guess it wrong. They look younger than they are.
Looking at Fiona, you wouldn't know that sometimes she has pain that feels like she ate crushed glass, or that on a bad day, she has bloody diarrhea and has to make multiple trips to the bathroom. Explaining her needs at school can be hard.
Definitely like teachers. I've had to go to the bathroom and they say, you know, oh, you're not allowed to, or, you know, you have to stay more minutes, and then, you know, I'll say, oh, I really have to go, you know, or if I have to go to the nurse's office, they'll ask, you know, why do you have to go, you know, I just want to go.
The exact causes of Crohn's and colitis are unknown. According to the Crohn's and Colitis Foundation of America, genetics play a role. Certain foods can be triggers. Back in the cafeteria, the head nurse, Teresa Lux, is handing out medication and checking in with the campers.
That's the vitamin that's going to make the afternoon.
Lux works in the gastrointestinal department at Seattle's Children's Hospital.
What's been the best part of camp?
Paddleboarding.
Oh, you want paddleboarding?
Yeah. I see our kids struggling with a disease that people don't want to talk about because you don't want to talk about your private bathroom business. And so they can be very isolated. You can't tell that anyone's ill, so you don't know all the pain and things that they feel. I see our kids come to camp and see how they blossom. Over the years, I've seen hundreds of kids that it's made such a difference in their life, giving them such self-confidence. And they hear about other kids' stories and they think, oh, gosh, he has a letter jacket. He plays high school sports. I can do that.
Throughout the week, campers have that thought a lot. I can do that. They hone their archery skills.
All right, let's bring that bow arm up. Face it straight down at the target. You may fire when ready.
Almost got two apples.
Good job.
And there's a climbing wall that's about 3 stories high. You have to wear a harness. People on the ground spot you with ropes. When campers make it to the top, they ring a bell.
All right, you ready to come down?
Coming back down can be harder than going up.
Can you put your feet straight out in front of you?
Can we try going down a little slower than we have been the last few times?
Yes.
And like a typical camp, the older kids are training to become counselors. This is what Gil is doing. He's 17. His Crohn's is in remission. He follows a strict diet to keep it in check. He's a role model for the younger campers.
The condition in and of itself, I mean, it's talking about your GI tract, and so you answer questions every doctor's visit about how you poop, which isn't necessarily something that a lot of kids, you know, especially like at this age, are necessarily super comfortable with talking about openly. But it's actually been a great way for me to sort of get past, I think, that sort of typical teenage cool barrier that you have, like there are certain things that are taboo to talk about when you're a teenager. And also, so like with my daily routine, I'm cooking almost everything that I eat. And that's actually really empowering because I'm confident now that when I go out into the world, when I'm independent, when I'm in college, when I have, you know, living out on my own, doing a job, it becomes a sense of empowerment. It's how I become independent.
Being in a safe place with other kids who face the same challenges makes these campers feel normal. For Fiona, it's 7 days free from shame.
Yeah, it's like, you know, you're not embarrassed to go to the bathroom, really. And you're not embarrassed to, like, you know, if you have a G-tube or you have a feeding, you're not like, oh, I have to cover it or anything, you know. It's like all fine and everything, and everyone understands, so it's all good.
At the end of the week, kids will be leaving with the contact info for new friends who live in different states. Kathleen Newbold says it's not unusual for campers to see a familiar face from their school show up at camp.
They didn't know that that other kid had Crohn's or colitis.
These kids might not end up becoming best friends, but when they're back out in the real world and they pass each other in the hallway, they know they'll have a secret ally who understands.